listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. Time to check in with our friends at LSS Living. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy, and an excellent good morning to all the listeners.
Well, thank
you. Happy Thursday.
Thank you. Yes, happy Thursday. It's a fun day. It's almost like a Friday around here. We have some fun stuff going on around here at the office this week. So, but we still have work to do tomorrow, but I don't know why it seems like a Friday.
That's quite all right. The sun is shining. Beautiful weather has come up north here. And so we had a little bit of a cool stretch last week. And so we're back in the sunshine and things are blooming way ahead of schedule here for up north. And so beautiful day kind of feels like a Friday to me, too. So, but, you know, when you're retired, sometimes you can feel like a Friday every day. And speaking of that, May is Older Americans Month. We've been talking about that. I've been making mention of that the last two Thursdays and again this Thursday. And when I was first taking a look at Older Americans Month and kind of looking throughout the internet, you know, all these things that are at your fingertips, I found it was fascinating. What I didn't know was that ever since the 60s, when the Older Americans Month got started, that they actually have a theme every year. And so I had never paid attention to that. So I took a look at what the theme was, and it's called Blaze a Trail. And I thought, what a great theme for older Americans for two reasons. First, it acknowledges that aging is not stopping, so that when you reach a certain age, it's not that you stop living. You are still trailing. You are still on a journey. You are still on your way. But then I also thought about that word blaze a trail. And so I looked up the word blaze, and just a very simple definition of blazing would be to be the first to do something and then to show others how to do it. And I thought, wow, that's really cool to think about putting out there in front of all of our older Americans, those of us who fit that category. I'm going to put it 62 and older since I'm 62. So I'll put that at 62 and older, that there are trails to be blazed. There are things yet to do, and we may not be the first one to discover something, but the whole idea of using our experience and what we have learned and what we do know and passing it on and helping others to learn is just a very wonderful thing. I see that alive when I notice different congregations that might have intergenerational VBS, for example. Mm-hmm. Or if it's not all mixing all the generations in VBS, maybe it is inviting the older adults in the congregation to be involved with the younger kids. And so two things happen when that sort of thing happens. It's you have someone that can help. Maybe it's reading the stories, or maybe it's just telling that Bible story, or maybe it's working in the kitchen and making sure that all the treats are ready at just the right time, or supervising a playtime outside or something. But you know, it's not so much that you are teaching in that moment, but you are teaching something. You are teaching that when you are out there and you are active and you are still doing things, you are teaching that life doesn't stop just because we start to get older. I saw something recently, very odd, but I did see it. It says, you know, keep a twinkle in your wrinkle and a pep in your step. And so blazing a trail is kind of that way. Looking for the opportunities where we might still make a difference and at the same time be teaching other people that aging isn't stopping living. When I was cruising around the internet looking at things for Older Americans Month, I noticed that Ohio, the state of Ohio, so each state kind of does their own thing because each state has their own aging task force or some sort of initiative that they have in place. And so while they kept the Blaze a Trail, I noticed that part of their website, ohio.gov, that is dedicated to older adults, actually has something that says aging. It's everybody's business. They have a pledge that they have online, and I was actually going to read that this morning, but No internet access for me this morning, but I thought it was fascinating because basically the pledge was in three different sections. One was for the older adults themselves, pledging to say, I am not stopping, I am going to continue blazing that trail. And then it was for those that are a little bit younger but are getting there, those who don't yet fall into the older adults category, it was, I'm going to stop looking at aging as something that's only associated with frailty. I'm going to see it for the wisdom. I'm going to see it for what it is. And then it was for the community and a pledge of the community to actually start looking at where the gaps are in their services that they might better serve the older adults. So blazing a trail can happen all around when we take a different look and a new focus on older adults. And that's something that actually Lutheran Senior Services has done with introducing a new program in some of our continuing care retirement communities, soon to be in all of them, but it's called Masterpiece Living. And it really is all about living with intention, that the research says that the decisions you make are just as important and how you live is just as important for successful aging as your genes. So, Andy, I know you've got a great start on aging already. You're fit. You try to eat well. You're active with your family. You keep your mind active by creating all kinds of things like how to plant your flowers so they don't die when you're on vacation. All of these are intentional steps that we take to keep our brains active, to keep our bodies filled with nutritious, good food, to keep our bodies active, and to volunteer and bring meaning in life.
Absolutely. I want to be, for the sake of my family, I want to be healthy and do a lot of those things so that I can continue to care for them and to do well in the vocations I'm given here, too.
Well, and, you know, when I think about it, you know, sometimes making those decisions about what you do, they're even a little bit broader. So we've got our daily decisions, and I know my husband and I have gotten much, much better at focusing on what we eat, on focusing on getting exercise. That's been a great, great addition to our lives these last couple of years, really intentionally focusing on moving and being active. And then there are so many other things that we can do personally that keep us set up for successful aging. Of course, we know that surprise can come around the corner. We know that there is no magic potion that keeps you young or anything like that. So I'm not saying that because, again, we know we're going to have the wrinkles. We just have to keep the twinkle in the wrinkle. But you know, there's also a different decision. And that is, where are we going to live that really helps us to continue being able to support those choices? So there are many, many positives to staying in our home for many years. There are many positives to downsizing and moving into a smaller unit somewhere, a smaller apartment, a smaller condo, getting rid of all of the home maintenance and that cost and the taxes and the furnace and worrying about how the next storm that's going to come by and do hail on the siding and the hot water heater that needs replacing and all of those kinds of things, the lawn that needs mowing. All of those are decisions, obviously, that that impact or things that impact our quality of life. And I know that, obviously, for those who know about Lutheran Senior Services, know that we have continuing care retirement communities where we have our apartments that are available for older adults that can move in and live independently and have a lot of freedom to pursue those types of things, the things they want to do instead of the things they have to do, we often say. To really foster the things that really help set you up for successful aging. The MacArthur Foundation for Aging, that Masterpiece Living is based on, really, talks about the fact that you need a support system that really promotes successful aging, and you need to focus on your social, intellectual, physical, and spiritual growth. And all of those really are fostered through all of our senior living communities. So if any of the listeners are looking for what options might be for their parents, what options there might be for themselves, one of the easiest things to do is just to be to log on to our website, lssliving.org. Along the side, on the left-hand side, there's the tab that says Senior Living Communities, and that you can just click on that, and that will lead you to our locations, because we have 9 senior living communities. Well, now 10, now that I think about it, with Mason Point being a partial senior living community. So that's assisted, that's a care center and rehab right now, but the plan, the long-term plan, is to actually add independent living and assisted living. And then we have also in St. Louis, if you live out in the far west, we have Lake Point in St. Louis, or in Lake St. Louis, that is set to be built, that's now taking reservations. Or we have our all of those that know about Laclede Groves and Webster Groves and Merrimack Bluffs in Baldwin and Meridian Village in Glen Carbon and Brees Park in St. Charles. So they're not far from where you are if you live in the St. Louis area. So I urge you to take a look at that, and to take a look at it through the eyes of blazing a trail and the kind of new freedom that can come to your life when you make a decision such as that. We do often hear people say, you know, not surprisingly, I wish I had done this a long time ago. And you, Andy, you've been in some of our locations, and you're like, mm-hmm. When can I sign up?
Exactly. I'm ready to move in.
I know. So, and actually, you know, my husband and I are seriously having those conversations. We have a lovely, beautiful home here in the suburb of St. Paul, but we know that, you know, we know that someday while we do have somebody taking care of our lawn, we still garden and we do a lot of different things outside, and we're like, it can take a lot. You know, we're responsible for our own home. So something that breaks, the garage door is not going up exactly right. All of those are one added worry that when you move into a senior living community that's a continuing care retirement community, those are taken care of for you. Plus, there's always that priority access to the higher levels of care. So when that surprise might happen, or you may need the rehab for a knee replacement, or you may need some extra time for rehab after surgery, or something happens unexpected to your health through a stroke or other things, you're not having to make a new decision about what to do with the home. You can simply you can move within that community that you still call home.
That's great.
LSSliving.org, Senior Living Communities tab. There are the maps you can click on. You can learn about what's available at each location. And as a quick thought for leaving us, in one of the handouts that we had years ago, it talked about 50 ways to age gracefully. And I'm not going to go through all of those ways to age gracefully, but one has really stuck with me, and that was living a life of thankfulness. It actually suggested that when you get, I know all of us kind of think about this, or we've heard about this, when you go to bed at night, think of 5 things that you're grateful for. Well, this particular one was when you get up in the morning, starting your day, thinking about those things for which you are grateful. And so I thought I would leave with a devotional thought today, a reading from Epistles Now, which is what was published through CPH many, many, many years ago. But I always think of Philippians chapter 4 when I think of thankful living. So I wanted to just read this paraphrase of chapter 4. It is my fondest wish that God's children be happy. I don't mean ecstatic or continually exuberant. I mean happy, full of joy, that deep down contentment that persists even in the midst of trials and tribulations and difficult circumstances. As the very children of God, we really don't have a thing to worry about. Whatever our real needs, we know that God will fulfill them in His own time and in accordance with His will. We can well afford to celebrate, to live in thankfulness, and to allow the incomprehensible peace of God to mend the frayed edges of our troubled lives and make us serene and secure in our Christian faith. It isn't easy, but worth every effort to cast out the troublesome demons that plague us and to think and to act positively. The unfortunate happenings that beset us should not cheat us out of the joy that comes through Christ. We don't have to allow these things to come between us and our God. Whether we are rich or poor, in the valley or on the mount, whether there be sorrow or pain or conflict or defeat, this need not threaten our relationship with God. We belong to him. And if we think and act as if we belong to him, nothing will alter that glorious relationship. We are his forever, and we can celebrate forever our adoption and our identity as his sons and daughters. And he will provide us with the strength and the courage that we need to confront and overcome anything that comes our way. So today, blaze a trail and be thankful in your heart and be grateful for this day the Lord has given us.
Thanks, Jane. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye now. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.